doesn't stop.
Work doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. But you know what does stop? Or you know what doesn't stop? Montauk Watermelon Ale. This new episode of Dad's a Hard Podcast is breaking ground.
A while.
We are breaking ground.
Fucking microphone keeps falling.
I know. Oh, there's a lot going on here. Ready? What's this noise? What's this noise, everybody? That's a noise you don't hear in the morning when we record.
What was our first sponsor?
I think our first sponsor.
Beverages or something like that.
Oh, we had hard. It was called a hard seltzer that you mix with.
Is that company still around? Mm-hmm.
They are. Actually threw one out in my fridge because it was there for an hour. This is special because it's, I'm looking, oh my God, my laptop doesn't have a clock on it. Everybody, it's 9:58 on a Tuesday night, and this is Dad's So Hard. And there goes our music. Look at that. Did you love that music, Danny?
I love the music.
You have our new intro? I like it. It's very retro. Welcome back, everybody. I am Vinny Dunleavy.
Danny McCartney, dad extraordinaire.
Yeah, and we are two dads, two friends, two husbands, two guys who like to drink and party with you and have a good time. Danny is an exceptional karaoke star.
That's true.
Yeah, actually, I did see some clips of Danny recently. If you were at a media event last week for a charity, Danny was on the stage.
We won.
You won? Oh, I didn't know you won. You sent me no information about it. I got no info. I got an Instagram video of you on stage with somebody saying, things don't change. Things don't change.
Oh, Kristen?
Yes. Shout out to KK, who wanted to make sure that Danny at a competitive organization still had it going for him.
Question.
Shoot.
So tell all the folks at home, I guess this would only play for the people watching, but the people listening, Vinny's very sweaty right now.
I'm coming in hot. I think this is a new look for us. I like this look at night. So a couple things are going on.
I'm wearing my pajamas just like I do in the morning.
The lighting also looks the same for you.
I'm in the basement with the
My lighting looks brighter, although it's the same. If you watched our Instagram story tonight, which I'm trying to do more Instagram stories so we can give our users and fans, Danny, a glimpse into our real life. Yes, you don't even tag us in your personal Instagram. So let's get that. Can you tag the podcast so people can
see? Yeah, no, that's on me.
Let's start there. Tonight, if you followed our story on Tuesday nights as part of our world to get into better dad bods, I joined a soccer league called look at this, I got a shirt tonight, Port Soccer. I posted a picture of not only my new uniform, it has my name on the back.
Come on.
And it does. And if I turn around for the TV, look,
yeah, you say it.
Wait, what's number 4.
It's my number.
Is that your number?
Word of God.
So my number is actually 24, so it's close enough because it's
I'm a numbers guy, so I like equate everything to numbers. So if I can't have 4, it has to be like a multiple of 4, like 8, 16, 64. Yeah.
I like 11 because my birthday is 4/11. So I can come back to any number. 4 is, I was born in 4, so that was good.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I'll always make it come back to a number that's significant to me.
Yep. But this is real ground.
Numbers.
I like it. If you had 4, did you try for? We have 4 people in your family, as opposed to 4 kids. I have 4 people in my family. Well, I technically have a dog.
Tell us more about the soccer league.
So wait, can we pause for a moment? Let our fans know that we are recording this for the first time at night.
First time ever. You're right.
First time ever. This is another groundbreaking change for the podcast.
Have to see if people. Love it, hate it.
Yeah,
love it. Different.
What's going to happen. Better?
Is our energy worse?
We may not end in 30 minutes. We may go 35. You don't know. This may go 37.
We have no hard stop because we have to go to our real jobs.
This could be a 7-hour podcast that we just
into the morning.
We'll edit this into five things. We'll take a shower at 7.
We're good for the month.
We got to do. We're doing a power. So there is another podcast. If you're out there listening, Barstools, and they do power hours on Friday or once a month. Have you heard of that? Do you listen to Hard Factor?
Yeah, I haven't really listened in a while, but I'm familiar with it.
So they do like hourly. I think it's like once a month or twice a month. They do these power hours. I don't think I could ever do it. But what they do is they get together, I guess, on a Friday night, and they live stream it, and they all take a hit of a joint once every minute for an hour.
That's dangerous.
I would be dead. I would be dead. I would do a drinking power hour where I take a sip of a beer once a minute, which I don't know how bad that would be.
This is
a Montauk watermelon. I went to my garage and grabbed a beer because I was like, I need something. My shins are on fire right now. So it is Tuesday night. I joined a dad. Since my kids are in soccer, what was cool is the Port Washington Soccer League has a league for moms and dads to join. I did it over the summer for 6 weeks, and now we're in an 8-week run, and we play on Tuesday nights. Today it was 12 on 12, and we had 5 or 6 moms show up.
Right.
The moms, I give a shout out to all the women on this team, crush it. Because you have to give it up to like a woman who is a mother, who's in their 30s and 40s and actually wants to play soccer during the week is somebody who really loves playing soccer. And most of them, I think, where he played Division I and are really in shape. And most of the dads are guys who used to play soccer.
Is there anyone that's doing it that's like mom and dad and someone else is watching the kids?
So breaking news. If you asked me that last week, I would not have known. But because now we have shirts with our last names on it.
You saw a similar. I got you.
There was a couple there tonight. And it was like, and they were on different teams. So I thought that was pretty cool. I brought my kids once over the summer. I brought my kids to watch as well when they didn't have to get up early. But now we play at 8:30. Now we used to play at 6:30.
Did you guys win?
My team. If you look at clearly, Danny, when I texted you to look at my Instagram or look at our Instagram stories, you did.
I didn't.
Well, I don't want to give it away. It won't be posted. Our team lost.
I mean, unless you listen within 24 hours.
Correct. And this won't be this won't be posted for until tomorrow afternoon. So my team lost tonight. I actually grew up as a defender. Now I play forward, and I'm not very fast, so I try. My shins right now are on fire. When I tell you, Danny, like my shins are on, like they're dying. I'm on fire. I'm dying right now. Do you care?
Like, I do. I do. You gotta get in better shape.
You don't give a shit. So, but it was fun. So, I actually loved it. But I was coming in. Oh God, there's been so many things going on in my life, Dan. I haven't seen you in a while. I feel like this is also not only is our first nighttime episode. This is a good throwback episode because I just have shit to tell you because I haven't seen you.
So it's actually funny. Like Mary Jane was asking, she was like, "So what's the topic today?" She's actually been getting more invested in this. Nice. She's like, "What's the topic?" And I was like, "Yeah, I don't know. I think we're probably just gonna talk."
I actually think those may be better. I look at our stats. Sometimes people, you guys respond to different things. The amount of fan mail we get.
We got to mix in these every now and then. We got to mix in these.
Yeah, I think we're going to go back to a run. We don't have any interviews booked for a while. So
we went interview crazy for a while.
We went interview. We really tried to expand our horizons and I think get new skills. Neither of us are skilled interviewers.
And I'm gonna ask, because my friends have been having kids like crazy. I got to start getting.
We need more friends and family.
You guys on it, yeah.
Have your kids been asking to be on it?
No, they don't. I don't even think they understand what a podcast is. The funny thing is, like, so now that we have like the YouTubes or whatever, I don't know. I guess I was like, so my YouTube is connected to my Apple TV, so it had like my history, and the kids had it on or whatever, and they were looking on YouTube, and so one of our things were up there, and they go, "Daddy's on TV."
Nice.
So then Mary Jane was like trying to explain to them, like, no, your father is not a fucking famous person that is on TV.
No, you should be saying your father's a social media influencer. That's what tell my kids.
I was explaining to them. I was like, yeah, daddy's famous. Daddy's a famous star. So whenever she was like, the last thing we need is for this kid to be in school and they ask like what your daddy does and they're like, daddy's on TV.
Yeah. when I go to the grocery store and a random person says hi to me and I don't remember who it is, my kid's like, Daddy, who is that? Oh, it's somebody. They recognize me from the podcast. Got to say hi. Fans. Fans are everywhere. Fans are everywhere.
Signing, you just start signing autographs. You're signing some woman's cleavage. She's like, what the fuck just happened?
Got to kiss. Kiss boobs. Boobs and babies. Boobs and babies. Got to kiss boobs. Oh. Well, my kids want to be, so now Shane, Emily found out Shane dropped by the podcast. If you listened last week, there's some good video. And he photobombed or video bombed the podcast. So now Emily wants to be on it too. So I broke out the computer where I ran out soccer. And she's like, wait, you're recording the podcast? And I was like, wait, don't worry about it. You'll schedule a date. Yeah, so they want. So I may have to do, I may actually do like a special 10-minute video only episode and post it on the website just to see.
Just of her.
Maybe we do one with the kids. Maybe we get yours.
I'm telling you right now, it would be next to impossible with my kids.
Yeah, we can do a video, but that's the beauty of it. We'll do a video call. It'll just be 10 minutes. We'll just schedule like a video call. Fans, you tell us. Do you want to see me and Danny and our kids on this video, on YouTube, and listen to the madness? It could be a 10-minute. It could be like a breaking news alert. I just think we try it on a weekend.
We could try it.
It's not that difficult to do. Just got to open up the laptop. We can try it. Let's try it. So,
I agreed already.
I'm a bully right now.
Shut up.
Well, that wouldn't be good if I shut up. Then we're nobody's have anything to listen to.
Yeah.
And I do have a question for you, Danny. Do you real? This happened to me a couple times this past week, and I think the podcast has helped me speak slower. But I was caught in the elevator bank two different times where I was trying to get a thought out, and I think I was speaking so quickly, I just what came out was gibberish. And I don't know if I speak gibberish a lot.
Of course, for you.
Correct. Well, I just don't know if I do it a lot and my friends don't tell me.
Yeah, you do it a lot.
All right, because people call, I've been called out on it like twice. I'm like, oh, and I don't hear it. So if I'm doing that on the podcast, please, again, let us know.
Yeah, no, I think you're pretty good on the podcast. I definitely have talked slower or like forced myself to.
Yeah.
Be more poignant with my thoughts. I'm also a little sick, if you noticed. So thanks for asking.
I just thought you looked pasty yellow because of the lighting in your basement.
No.
Yellow is not. Oh, well, it's going around.
Yeah.
The Today Show.
They're sleeping in our bed because they're both sick. Or actually just Cody, really.
Well, the news reported that Oprah Winfrey, Savannah Guthrie, and Kelly Ripa all had the pneumonia. So maybe you've been hanging out.
The pneumonia?
Yes, they It's going around.
You got it.
I got it. I caught it through the microphone.
Well, I hope I don't have pneumonia. That's
well. They also called it a mystery illness.
I'm hoping it's just the common cold. I also did a biometric screening this morning.
Oh, can you tell us what that means?
So I'm being very healthy, trying to live forever. I mean, in reality, I did it because they offer you like a kickback on your insurance if you do it. They take your blood, your cholesterol, or your blood pressure. I'm sorry. Yes. So they take a sample of blood. They take your blood pressure. They take your weight, your height. And then I guess they check your blood for who the fuck knows, blood sugar and all that stuff. So
what did your height and weight come in at?
6 feet, 185 pounds, solid muscle.
Wait a second. I still don't know where my weight goes. You are 6 feet tall. You have 2 inches on me. And you are 15 pounds lighter than me.
Yeah.
I think in my brain I'm thinner than I am. I must be a really husky.
You're broad. I'm very narrow.
Oh, so my weight's in my shoulders?
But that's just mass all over. Like I'm narrow. I'm built like a woman.
Well, I have hips like a woman.
Same.
You're like a woman. I have hips like a woman, but you're built like a woman. Okay.
Yeah. So you're like I'm very narrow. Yeah.
So do you wear your wife's when you have?
And that's why.
Get comfortably like into your wife's clothes.
Shop. Like I wear medium shirts, and every like my friends are like, "Why the fuck are you still wearing medium shirts? You're so out of shape." But it's like it still fits me because I'm narrow.
Shoulders.
Yeah.
My problem is I'll wear a large, and it like still
like my belly will stick out.
Yeah, see, I feel like when I wear large, it fits the shoulders well, but then it's still loose, or my stomach is looser.
Because yeah.
I probably could do a, yeah, it's all crazy.
That's why I got to lose some belly weight.
Well, I've been working out, dude. I am on a mediums. ever since, if you guys remember back like 5 or 6 episodes, we interviewed Ralph Mazzacola.
Yeah, he made us feel really shitty about ourselves.
Well, he inspired me, and now I like text him, and he's helping me out on my weight loss, and I've joined Beachbody for 3 months.
I mean, he's going to be charging you pretty soon, so.
No, I paid for, he got me a deal. It's not a deal. It's Beachbody. I paid 3 months. It was like $40, and I have unlimited streaming workouts, and I'm doing one of the programs 4 days a week. It's called Lift 4. And I do it right here. This is my little basement area that I do my workout in.
Day. You should have just paid for the year.
Yes. Well,
for the year.
It's $100 for the year. So I did not get bamboozled. I'm a short-term goal person. And if you're listening out there, you know this. In my brain, if I signed up for a year, I probably would have waited a month to start it. So I wanted to do 3 months and I did an 8-week program.
Gotcha.
My goal was if I could do an 8-week program and see any results. And I'm not doing the meal plan. I'm just doing the workouts. I'm trying to
be the meal plans.
I'm trying to be very mindful for the food. And I figure if I could work out, so now I've been doing their workouts 4 days a week, soccer 1 day a week, and then running 1 day a week. So I'm working out 5 days a week.
That's pretty good.
And consequently, I'm not drinking as much and I do feel better. I'm going to bed earlier. And so it's good. I feel like my body is shape shifting with my stuff. So I had a really wacky week last week. So I've been doing these workouts for like 2.5 weeks. And I had my doctor's appointment on Thursday morning. So I've told you about my hormones. And I've talked about this on the podcast. For people who don't know, I take testosterone because I have an issue with my brain that doesn't create. So long story short is that I go every 3 months. My doctor was on vacation in August.
Yep.
And it's been like maybe four years I've been doing this now. Oh no, Shane's 5. It's been 5 years. That's how I should remember. It's been 5 years. We're 4.5 years. So in between treatments, it's sort of like I have this like, there's usually the last week I need to get it. I can feel myself like my level's going down and it's like a little bit of crashing. And then I usually get it again and then it goes away. Well, this time my doctor's on vacation and then I had a bunch of stuff for work to do. So I had to move my appointment. So I got blood work done and I went to my appointment and he's like, how are you feeling? And I was like, I feel fine.
Yep.
And then he was like, well, your blood work's like, he's like, your levels are really low. I was like, well, what are they at? And it was like 175. So for anybody, if you're out there,
nothing to me,
175. So the normal 40-year-old man is like 600 and the normal levels for an adult should be anywhere between 300 and 800. So when you're below if you're below 250 in the 200 to 300 range, you're diagnosed with like low testosterone. You see all those commercials that you watch. When you're below 200, I might as well be a woman. Like at that point, there's like, I have nothing going on. So what I realized was that the last couple weeks working out, I really wasn't feeling like, I mean, I was getting good workouts in, but you don't get the results because I can't build any muscle mass. So then I got the drugs on Thursday and it was literally like, I got it Thursday morning and like the first like 48 hours, it's like going from like zero to what, like all of a sudden I found I had superpowers and I was
like a shot of adrenaline.
I could not. And then I have to settle back into, oh, okay, this is my, I got, and I have to settle back into it. So I had, but then, so I had a wacky weekend. And then what ends up happening is like when I get pissed, it like elevates everything because now I'm about to rage and like kill somebody. But my workouts have gotten better in the past 4 days. So now that I'm working out, I'm like, oh, I heal faster and I feel better because it's legit. You're like
a superhero.
Yeah, it's like the way I describe it to a woman is like if you're on your period, and now I understand what a woman's like on their period because when your hormones are so out of whack, you just get on edge all the time. And but a guy doesn't understand that. So when I think about it, it's like, okay, well, you all watch Marvel movies. Think about like the first time the superhero realizes they have superpowers and like transforms. And that's what happened. So I was trying to write a book years ago. Well, I've had this blog. It's like, it's called Puberty at 40. And I was going to try to write a book because what's been going on since I turned 40 is that like, as like I like to say, when Bruce Jenner, because this all happened right when I was 40, Bruce Jenner was transitioning to be a woman.
Okay.
At 40 years old, I was transitioning to be a man. So I'm going and my hormone therapy, it's like, I'm a man, but I'm becoming more of a man and going through puberty for the first time. And like, so it's been just a whole thing. So my whole last week, I was like out of my, like it was, I was legit out of my mind for the past 5 days.
You still writing this book?
I'm trying. I'm not a good, this is why I have a podcast. Cause I'm not a good writer. Although we were trying to write a book for the podcast. So I'm attempting to, And there is a website out there called Puberty at 40. I think I wrote like 2 or 3 entries, but like
Vinny's memoirs.
My memoirs, correct. So
how much shit do you have in the pipeline?
I have a lot.
Holy
Danny,
shit.
I'm a complex.
No shit.
I know. And I saw my I actually almost let my marrying website expire. I got the Squarespace notice that my URL, and then I was pissed because I put all this work into it, and then I repaid it, and it's back up again as well. That's the marryingmen.com.
Really?
I'm currently the owner of like,
labor.
Yeah, I own like 4 URLs out there. But related to this, so you know what it's like when you're raging. You know when you're really on a high, you know, I get pissed. So on Saturday, Shane, we got up in the morning, and as any 5-year-old, they get crazy. So he has been on this tear. Oh, he's been on a tear about, I hate you, you're rude to me, I hate you. And then he goes, the kiss of death, he goes, I wish you were dead.
Oof, tough.
And so.
Can't let that happen.
Correct. And my wife always says to me that I get too deep with them, but I'm like, listen, you go with me, you go deep.
Let me guess the ending of this movie. Vinny says.
3 choices.
Oh, you wish I was dead. Well, let's take a look at what life with me dead would be like. And you gave him this fucking sob story about how he'd be homeless and fucking crying every day and no one giving him food.
Yeah, that's option one. I'm going to give you 3 options. That's option one. What do you think? Give 2 more options of what you think happened. That's option one. I painted the picture of what life with daddy would be like if I was dead. Option one. Yeah. What's option two?
I don't know. You probably brought him to a fucking funeral home and made him pick out your tombstone.
These are all right now, Danny. These are all viable. I'm not going to say if you nailed it yet, but they are all definitely in consideration. So option one is I described the world that he would live in without me.
Yeah.
Option two is I brought him to an actual funeral home to picture me. Do you think I would have had the balls to sit in a coffin?
Yes.
I may have modeled a coffin. Okay. So what is option three?
In your world? Option three, I'm going to say, I don't know. I know you didn't hit him.
That's off the table.
Yeah, you didn't hit him. I don't know. Give it to me.
All right, so you were very close with option one. So and I will give you some background on this. The last time he said it to me where I was really pissed off, I looked at him in the eyes and I said, how dare you? I go, I lost my mother last year.
Oh,
and I go, I can never get her back. And for you to sit here and tell me that you wish your parent was dead when the last thing that I would want my parent to be back right now. I go, do you understand how much that hurts me? So I tried the guilt trip on him about 2 or 3 months ago. It did not work.
Clearly, it worked. Swimming.
So on Saturday, we had a day planned where we were going to Party City or Spirit Halloween to buy Halloween costumes. And so on top of him saying this to me, we're doing all this crap because all he wants is his Halloween costume. So I looked at him and I said, Shane, I'm done. You want to wish I was dead for the rest of the day to me? For the rest of the day, I am dead. You speak to me, I hear nothing. I talk to Mommy and Emily. I want nothing to do with you. Do not address me. I will not talk to you. I will ignore you, and you will see what life is like without a father. I may physically be here, but I am emotionally gone.
This was kind of like a mesh of both of my options.
It was a mesh of both the options. You were close to the first one. So he didn't really understand what it meant until he followed me around the house yelling my name, and then my wife was like, "Vinny, he's talking to you." And I said, "Elisa,
I'm dead."
I said, "I am dead to
him." He's talking to a ghost.
I go, "You can inform your son that he requested me not to be here, so I will not be addressing him for the rest of the day."
That's phenomenal.
And so Elise was like, "Shane, daddy's pissed at you." He's like, "Daddy, I'm sorry. And I was like, I ignored him. So we get in the car. We drive to Spirit Halloween. He's like, "Daddy, I'm sorry.
How long were you actually dead for the whole day?
So I timed it on my watch, 2.5 hours.
That's pretty long.
And I was like, we were in the Spirit Halloween. What broke me down was I was in Spirit Halloween for 1.5 hours with my 2 kids. And now, thankfully, we went like 6 weeks before Halloween, so there was nobody there. But you know there's only like 7 costumes in the whole store.
Yeah.
Picture 90 minutes. We looked at every costume, and I had Emily. So Elisa took Shane. I had Emily. And then eventually he wanted to show me, he's like, he wants to show you something. And I was like, I am not here with him. He kept running up to me. I was like, I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are. I'm not talking to you. I'm done. I'm here with Emily. You go find your mother. And then eventually he at least said do something to Emily. So I had to have him. And I go, Shane, I'm going to talk to you in the corner. And then I looked at him. I was like, da, da, da. And I told him a speech. And I was like, you do not say that to me ever again.
Yeah.
And I mean, so then 30 minutes later, we finally got he ended up with a costume of a Ghostbuster, the Ghostbusters costume. But then he wanted a scary clown. So then we got a clown mask. So it didn't really match. We got home, tried on the Ghostbuster costume. It didn't fit.
Yeah.
Which means now I got to go back to Spirit Halloween. This was Saturday.
Why you didn't try it on there?
Correct. And then today we got a note home from his teacher at school because Shane snuck in. With the mask, we snuck in a voice recorder changer to make your voice sound scary. So today on a random Tuesday, he snuck in his voice changer and Halloween mask, brought it to school, and in the middle of kindergarten, just broke it out. Correct. So we got a note from his teacher, who was very nice, saying that we would prefer the mask to be left home because it was a little too scary for everybody. If you wanted to bring in the voice recorder changer, that he could do that on Friday when they have bring in your crap day on Friday.
Yeah. Oh boy.
So that was my dad. I was out of my mind. You know, Danny, there was legitimately like, but then it was sort of joyful to almost forget you had a kid for like 2.5 hours. Cause I completely,
except that he was like harassing you.
Yeah, but when I'm pissed, I block it out. I was like, there was no, he could have sat. I could have, cause it was also like, it was college football Saturday.
I'm not good at the silent treatment with regular people.
Oh, the thing is, and this also, it goes back to me getting my hormones. Now, like I was on a rage, like it was like when you're on a rage, I was like, that is it. And then Elise is like, she just explains to the kids, daddy's mad, daddy's upset, daddy's not feeling well. And I'm like, you all know how I get. Give me some space. My kids are going to be, we're going to deal some serious therapy when I get older. I have some bills.
Yeah. Some bills.
So that was what I'm trying to think, what else was, what else was I going to tell you about? Well, what did you say? You had a religious event this weekend.
I did. My godson's christening was on Sunday.
And now, was it was it a christening or a communion where it was like a really big party?
Communion.
So for a christening, for all of our non-Catholic Jew fans out there, or just non...
You're being welcomed into the Catholic Church.
And is there a big party or a tiny party?
Depends. Depends. Sometimes I've been to really big parties. I've been to small ones. So yeah, it's you know, it's God saying, "Hey, I'm cool with you."
Well, I thought it was you saying, "Come on and
join the church."
Well, I thought, yeah, but what was your role? Weren't you? Weren't you saying God, like, "Yo, God, I got you. I'll take care of this kid for you."
I held a candle.
But what did you commit to doing?
I don't know if my brother and sister-in-law die, I take care of them. I think that's pretty much what happens.
You're not going to do the I became my friend's godfather.
Which is like, I would do that anyway.
Crap, but you're supposed to provide spiritual guidance.
Yes, I will do that. I will provide spiritual guidance.
You and they like when my kids yell out, Emily will yell, "Jesus Christ," and she yells out her name. I go, "Emily, grandma is not going to be happy. Do not yell his name out that way." She goes, "I just said his name." I go, "It's the way you said it." I'm like,
so that's what I'm going to have to get my brother to do. Whenever he does anything like bad or sin and things like that, they're going to be like, "Danny's not going to be happy."
Correct.
Danny's not going to be happy.
You're like, Uncle Dan is going to have to talk to you. Your
guide is not going to be happy.
Nope. What you should actually do, because this would be what a dream of mine would be, is it a boy or a girl? You're a godfather to a boy. Okay, so boys, you could do, I'd probably want rather just with a boy or a godson than a goddaughter. But like, as they get older, the parents can say, "Listen, you can go to a priest to confession, or you can go to Uncle Dan, your godfather, for confession."
I don't know.
Then you can hear all the, but then you can get all the juicy stories.
Yeah, but I'll
what's
never
going on in their life.
I'll never let that out. I'm a safe box.
Correct. That's what I mean. So think about this. You now have, when you're like, you're what now, 40 years old. You're what?
No.
You're, how old are you?
34.
Hey, you're 34. So now
when
you're.
Fuck you.
Listen, this brain has been, I hit a soccer ball at this head. Do you know the memory of this thing? And you look at that hairline. Look at this hairline over here. I'm going to point to your hairline this way. Your hairline's over here. That hairline right over there.
This has been my hairline since I was 20.
Okay, well, it was the hairline of a 40-year-old.
Thanks. It really makes me feel good.
But the point is, so you're 34, your godson, you'll be 54 in 20 years. So when your godson is in 20, he'll be in college. So when you're 54 and you act as his like confidant, the juicy stories he's going to tell you from being in the frat house, and he knows you're a locked vault, you'll be able to be like, yo, text me a photo, send me some pics.
Like, send me some nudes.
You want to be like, what's going on in the sorority house? Like, yeah. This is between you. Don't tell your dad.
Invited to all the fraternity parties.
Correct. You be like, I will keep you out of trouble. You be like, don't you? You tell him like, do not put things in girls' drinks. You make sure when you're feeling stupid, you text me. I'll get you out of jail. But like, you gotta keep me feeling like I'm alive when I'm.
Yeah. You gotta pay for my silence.
Correct. So I want you gotta keep me in the zone. Yeah. So I have one of my cousin's sons who I love. He's going to LSU. And I'm a big college football fan, and the Tigers are doing well this year. And as a Buckeye, I was drinking on a Saturday, and I started texting him because I knew he was at college. I was like, "How is it your first year? Yeah, yeah, yeah." And so then, three or four beers in, I then texted him I told him that if LSU and Ohio State go into a bowl game this year and play each other, that I will pay for his ticket, and me and him, and I'll take him to go to a game, which. I was like, okay, I don't really have any money, but I'm going to do it anyway.
It's tough commitment.
It's a big commitment. But part of me feels like that's the way I would look. I haven't been to a college football bowl game yet. I've been to like other games and like event games, but I haven't been to a bowl game. So part of me feels like if I actually put it out in the universe I say to him, spoken yo, it'll force me to actually go, you know what? This is the trip I want to do.
Yeah.
And I'll do it.
Yeah. So. I like it.
So we'll see what happens. Go Bucks. 3-0. If you're a football fan, Ohio State is 3-0 this year. How are you, Danny? You're an NFL fan.
I am. Dolphins.
Are they? I am not tracking them. Are they doing well?
They're the worst.
I thought the Jets were.
No. Dolphins.
Do we want
to? Dolphins have scored a total of 16 points all year. Across 3 weeks. They've been outscored, I want to say, I think it's roughly, it's about 130-something to 16.
Holy shit, that's not good.
Yeah.
Well, and they're in the same conference as New England, so I'm going to suspect that they won't be making a run for the conference title.
No.
All right, so would you flush the season in the toilet right now?
This season was flushed in the toilet after week one.
Okay, so you're now. Are you watching every week, or are you now just?
No,
you're done. That's tough. That's rough. It's rough to be a fan of a team.
I do like college football as well. I like Notre Dame, but I'm more of like a casual fan.
Okay, listen. Everybody who has an Irish last name has to be a Notre Dame fan.
No, it's not true. A lot of my family hate Notre Dame.
What is weird? Why would they hate Notre Dame? What is the reasoning? Are they like anti-Jesuits?
No, well, I mean, technically Notre Dame's like a fake Catholic school.
It's not, well, it's a Jesuit. They're run by the Jesuits, which isn't really Catholicism. I mean, they're like Catholic sideways.
Yeah, but they also, they fucking lie, cheat, and steal just like every other college football.
They are the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church lies, cheat, and steal. Everybody lies, cheat, and steal. Who does not lie, cheat, and steal in this world?
100%.
Everybody does.
Yeah, so.
Well, I used to root for Notre Dame. I mean, to me, they're independent. They're like America's. They're like the Dallas Cowboys, America's team.
Well, 100%.
That's they're that.
Like, in the 90s, they were the same fucking team.
Correct. You do either love them or you hate them. Where are we at time? This has been such.
We should probably wrap up.
We are really going long. Listen, I like this at night. What do you think, Danny?
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it at all. And now I don't have to get up so early. early in the morning.
Yeah.
Listen, fans, please write us in. Tell us what you want to hear. If you want to be on this podcast, we do have some guys who want to come on at night, but like,
I still got to send out that shirt.
Oh, can you please do that? If you're listening,
I gotta figure out how to do it.
You go to the post office, you put it in a bag and you mail it. What do you mean how to do it?
That's it. I don't need like extra stamps.
You don't do one stamp. You got to weigh it. You just throw it in an envelope, go to the post office, weigh it on the machine. It's like probably 45 cents to a dollar and you mail it. So this happens. Danny is trying to sell shirts, and yet we don't know how to mail them to you. So it's, you know, our shipping, you're not going to get it overnight. You're lucky if you get it in 2 to 7 days. But Doc Collins, if you've listened this far into this episode, the shirt is coming. Danny, please Instagram. Please message him on the gram and let him know it's coming.
It's in transit.
That's a bad look. It's a bad look.
It's in transit. By the time this episode is live, it'll be in transit.
No, literally, just throw it in. You don't have to wrap it up especially. Just put it in a Ziploc bag, roll it up, throw it in a padded envelope, and boom, you're good.
I know. I'm going to do it.
And take more photos of you wearing your shirt and your kids.
Yeah.
And if anybody likes a hat, we're thinking about getting hats. I sent you a did you see your Instagram DM?
I saw it. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to open it up, though.
I'm not good. You're more of a designer than I am. But we're going into October.
Been a great episode.
Another great episode, guys. We love you. We have hit like 6,000. Oh no, not 6,000. 5,500 total listens, and our you guys are supporting us every week, and we love it. So
yes, thank you.
Follow us on Instagram, Danny. Where do they follow us again?
Instagram, Facebook at That's a Hard Podcast, Twitter at That's a Hard Pod. Email dadsohardpodcast@gmail.com and the website weareDadSoHard.com.
And we will be back same time, same place, maybe at night next week. We're gonna see how it goes. And thanks for doing it, people.
Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening.
See y'all.